You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, yesterday around this time, we were talking to State Representative Slaughter about the criminal justice reform bill that is making its way through the state legislature. He's a sponsor in the House. He told me it's actually going to be coming out of the Senate. And after the conversation, we got a call from the Vernon Hills Police Chief, Patrick Kreese, who says he wants to present the other side. He joins us now. Chief, I'm so glad you called. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, and I appreciate having an opportunity to chat with you about this important matter.
Yeah, and so what is it, what are your issues with this bill? Let me just summarize myself, if I can. It would eliminate cash bail. We've talked about that. It would unify deadly force standards across the state, would have some union bargaining restrictions, and an end to qualified immunity for officers. Those are the highlights as I see them. And what is it that you have issues with?
Yeah, I think in principle there's probably a lot to agree in principle. The chief concern amongst myself and many chiefs I've spoken with is that Tuesday night a 600-page bill was dropped, and much of that language, the very first time that our association saw it or that other law enforcement experts saw it, it took us a couple days just to read it and understand. And unfortunately, it really misses the mark in many ways and doesn't make the community safer. In fact, I believe it makes the community less safe.
In what way does it make it less safe?
Well, you know, for instance, there are provisions in this bill that require, with absolute no exception, certain things like a suspect to receive 3 phone calls within an hour of being arrested. But it doesn't allow for any exceptions. So if we have 2 individuals break into a home, commit a home invasion, we arrest one individual, the other one is fleeing and we're pursuing them, we have to allow the suspect in custody to use a phone to let that co-conspirator know that, oh, by the way, I've been arrested and I hid the gun under the red car or whatever else they want to say. There needs to be some exceptions. Current law requires a reasonable number of phone calls within a reasonable number of time, and we believe that's met the vast majority of time. So if we need to address that, that's fine, but there needs to be some exceptions.
That seems like a fix that would be pretty easily done. Have you approached the representatives and senators about that?
Yes. In fact, I know that there were a lot of conceptual conversations leading up to this, but unlike some other bills, like the licensing bill that I know the state Illinois Chiefs of Police Association worked with Attorney General Kwame Raoul, where there's been back and forth language, after repeated requests to see a draft language of this bill, we didn't see anything until 600 pages were dropped Tuesday night.
And that's fair, but also in fairness, yeah, they have had very public hearings on these pieces of legislation, right, which I'm assuming you weighed in on.
Certainly, anytime given an opportunity, our lobby's been able to speak, but I hope you can appreciate the devil's always in the details.
Sure.
For instance, I agree that there should be a standardized use of force policy across the state. Unfortunately, the language that's been put into this omnibus police reform bill doesn't include any input from law enforcement experts. And so it's trying to, chokeholds have been banned since 2015. This bill is being presented that's what it's going to do. But in fact, they're already banned. In fact, they were banned by most policies much before that. But in this case, again, they're even taking out the exception of deadly force. So if someone is attacking an individual with a knife on the ground, a police officer in theory could use deadly force and could shoot that attacker, but they couldn't go up and grab the individual by the neck and pull them off. And that's the type of miss that I'm concerned with, without a collaborative input of law enforcement experts and others to address the public's concern. I certainly understand that there is concern amongst the public that we need to improve and modernize policing.
What do you make of the eliminating the cash bail?
You know, this really isn't as much as my area of expertise, but I think most chiefs would agree with me. Our number one concern is that suspects that are arrested and held are not allowed to re-victimize the public. So that's, I think, the public safety concern is there.
If you committed the same, 2 people committed the same crime, one lived on a dirt floor house and the other lived in a condo, and bail was set for each equally, the condo dweller likely could post that bail. The dirt floor liver couldn't. I mean, it doesn't have to do as much with safety as with money. I mean, that's the way I hear the argument.
Sure. I've heard the same argument, and I think I'll have to leave that to others to really dive into the details of that.
Hey, let me ask you a personal question. So I don't live too far from you. And do you, as a police department of Vernon Hills as a suburb, what are you doing about the restaurant closures? Are you enforcing that? Are you looking the other way? Or, I mean, that's a sticky situation. How do you handle that?
Oh, sure. It's very, very sticky. What we really do is lead by example. We implore all of our members of the public and businesses to abide by the current state of the governor's executive order. We reinforce that. We help explain that to people. And we deal with complaints on a case-by-case basis.
But you're not knocking on doors to see if there are people in the restaurants?
No.
You've got better things to do.
Of course. People are really struggling during these times. And quite honestly, I think myself and other police departments are really focused on public safety during these times, and really, really trying to keep a safe public in an extraordinary time. And this is challenging for all of us.
Vernon Hills Police Chief Patrick Kreese. Listen, I mean it. I'm glad you called. You've got our number. Next time, give us a call again.
Thank you. Take care.
Good luck. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. Here's Mary.